going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
BJ and Jamie.
Here we go. Not yet. 7:30, though. Well, I'm mad.
Bang, bang, bang.
I'm mad.
What?
No, we're going to give away AJR at 7:30, but I'm very upset this morning.
What's wrong with you?
Because I don't have a stripping chicken on my feed. It really makes me mad.
You guys, I'm trying to find it so I can put it on Facebook. But
hey, hang on a second.
Okay, sure.
Carson, do you have a stripping chicken?
No, I don't.
Schmidel, do you have a stripping chicken on your feed?
No.
I'm sorry, but it's a chicken stripping. Chicken strip. I'm watching a chicken strip. That's what it was. I'm watching a chicken strip. I know what you're thinking. What? But I just looked at BJ and I said, you know what I'm watching right now? Because he goes, what is that song? Because it was like, it was a sexy song.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I'm just watching a chicken strip.
And she wasn't lying.
And then she shows me the video. And I got very jealous. Because when I scroll through mine, I get stupid stuff like two women fighting in an alley. And why I get that, I have no idea why I get these fight videos. I don't even like fights. But then Jamie, she gets a chicken that's stripping.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a guy, he's on the corner, right? And he has a hat. He has the chicken hat on. He has an outfit on. And then it has like red overalls over his chicken outfit. And he's slowly taking down one side of his overall. And then he puts it back.
It's hot.
It is hot. And then he does the whole thing, like real stripping, where he gets down and he does the, you know,
little grinding.
Yeah. He's grinding in his chicken outfit.
Yep.
And he's promoting chicken strips.
Have you ever seen a twerking chicken?
Exactly.
You got to see this feed. Jamie shared it. Man, oh man. Yeah. I can't wait to pick it up.
I like the concept, but chicken strip. I'm watching a chicken strip. Come on. That's great. Oh, well.
You know what I've not noticed lately is these people that are on the street corners with these twirling signs.
Yeah, I haven't seen them lately either.
What did it just fold up? They take their sign and go home? Or maybe they rode on the other side and protest somewhere?
Well, you're actually bringing up a great point, because I noticed during tax season, I didn't see any Statue of Liberties either.
I saw one.
Oh, you did?
Yep, okay. I saw right. one, and I know exactly where it's at. It's at Chatfield and Wadsworth. I saw one there, but that's okay. The only one I've seen for tax season. Yeah. Right there. Yeah. They kept theirs. I'll bet they did good business, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's a good hook.
It is a good hook. I remember people were getting so fancy with the signs. They were like spinning them.
Going around behind the back.
Yeah. I didn't even know what they said.
And if you're raising canes, I'd steal this stripping chicken
in like
a heartbeat,
it, right?
Man.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you'll get talked about. You'll have Jim Hooley. He'll be down there doing a broadcast.
I'm watching a chicken strip. You get it? I'm watching a chicken strip.
All right, speaking of stripping.
Yes.
Diddy trial.
Oh, God.
That's a pretty good seg, wasn't it?
Wow.
So I gave Schmidel a mission this morning.
Okay.
TMZ put out their update on the trial and what happened yesterday. But it's loaded up with very graphic stuff. Because
really graphic.
That's why, you know, that's why he's on trial. Because it's some really nasty stuff, right?
Nasty is the right word.
But I told Schmidel, do not get us fined.
Yeah.
You need to edit this and make sure that it's done right. And I haven't heard it yet. You've not heard it yet. So I'm going to play it right now with the update on the Diddy trial. And Spadil's done all the edits for this. So if God, it goes bad, it's on Spadil, you're fired.
All right.
All right. Get ready to hit that dump.
All right. Yeah. The Diddy trial started yesterday. Boy. Here's the audio.
Prosecutors started with a bang, with a statement that clearly they knew would get a lot of headlines, but more importantly, get the attention of the jury, talking about details, graphic details from the freak-offs. What was said this morning by the prosecution said that Diddy hired escorts for these freak-offs, and that it wasn't just sex. There were other acts that were going on.
So far, so good.
Yeah, so far. Yeah,
yeah, good job, yeah. Spadil, All right, so far. All right.
The one they said that really got everyone's attention, they claim that he hired escorts, on one occasion, hired an escort and forced him to on Cassie. And that he forced not only the escort to do this, but Cassie is the way the government lays it out.
I'm going to tell you a little story.
Oh, boy. Okay. Good job, Spadil.
So long, long time ago, my boyfriend and I, his name was Fancy Pants, we went to a circus in Australia because we saw a big tent. We were like, that'd be so funny to go to a circus in Australia.
I love circuses.
Right? And you're in Australia. Like, it's dumb.
I do.
So we sat along there, and do you know that this mechanical dog, they had this mechanical dog, it would walk around the one of the rings, and we were right on ringside, and it would lift up its leg and it'd pee on you.
A mechanical dog.
On the Bible, that happened
this
to us.
This is where?
It's in Australia, in Sydney.
Man, they were ahead of their time.
They were.
Robot dogs that can pee.
We were looking at Jeff and I were looking at each other like, what? Did we just get peed on by a dog?
A mechanical dog.
What'd they have in there? Mountain Dew?
No.
Well, that's kind of what happened with the trial testimony yesterday. So so we could, you know, that's a good story.
Yeah, thank you.
Because that really, explained it. That was good. Yeah. I would have never had a story like that. I've never been whizzed on. Try coming up with a story to match that, okay?
Right?
Jamie had a robot dog that peed on her.
Exactly.
Okay? And it fit for some reason. That's a weird show that you're listening to right here.
Just bringing it full circle,
when
friends.
We have a story that can fill in the gaps of this,
right?
That's pretty cool, man.
Well, I just, because, you know, if you only hear the beeps, you're like, well, what happened? Well, now you know, okay?
Is this crazy?
It is awful.
It does not look good for him.
And his kids were in the audience, BJ. Tell me why.
He brought in his entire family. And I don't know if he brought him in or they insisted on being there, but he brought his mom. He brought the twin girls, his son, uncles, aunts, everybody filed in there yesterday to listen to this disgusting stuff. And we said yesterday, it's like, Diddy, listen, you should have them to wait until the defense throws, because they're going to try to make you look good, okay?
Right. Yeah.
That's what you want your family to hear. You don't want to hear this other stuff. And then they put the guy, he was the security guard the night that the Cassie incident happened inside the hotel at the elevator, right? That video that was out there with CNN and all that. They put him on the stand, and he was like, it was bad. He said that this girl was scared. She was scared for her life that day. And, it was damaging stuff.
Here's the thing, though. They were going over the four counts. I think there's four total, maybe five. And I don't know. They're going to be really tough to prove, because so far one of the workers, quote unquote, already says he wasn't a worker. He said that he was paid some money, but that's not what he does. Like, so they're having that's where most of the time will come, is that he...
What do you mean worker?
Sex worker.
But what's it matter?
Because that's the highest number of years he'll get for trafficking, is going across the state line, because he brought him over from Vegas.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest number he'll get.
So that's part of the charges?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And that's
I thought the trafficking was the women that he took across state lines.
And men. It was
both. It was both.
It's both. They're quote-unquote workers, right? Yeah. And so if you trafficked them, then that was when the biggest amount of time behind bars would come into play. But so far, one guy's always like, I guess what they were saying is it's really hard to say who's a worker and who was just, you know.
If you...
Like $5.
Are hired to go in and do what is discussed in the courtroom yesterday, and they pay you money to do it, you're a worker.
That's,
okay? Your bottom line is you're a worker. You can say you're not, but you are. Okay?
Right.
It's really simple.
I agree with you, but they're saying that's going to be one of the hardest things to prove.
I think common sense, if the jury's got common sense, they're going to see through that. I mean, if you go leave state lines and you go somewhere to earn money to do this act, then, yeah, you're a sex worker.
I'm just telling you what Harvey said. He says it's really going to be hard to prove.
Yeah. So, well,
and he's an attorney.
And it's all testimony. Yeah. It's all, you know, whatever the jury buys and what they don't buy. But I will say it was devastating.
I can't remember what the other charge. So that would be the highest number is that one. And then I forgot what some of the other ones were, but they don't have the highest number. He just got me worried. That's all. Because I want this guy to go away forever.
He's going to get about 20 years, I think. I think he'll get about 20 years. I think he will be found guilty of some of the charges. Maybe not everything, but he'll get time out of it. More time.
What do you see in there, Schmidel?
Racketeering conspiracy.
Yeah.
Okay, and I forgot what he said. That
sex trafficking.
That's the big one.
And transportation of prostitution.
Oh.
See, now that's separate then.
That does sound well.
It's separate. See, I think the sex trafficking was the women. Yes, the trafficking were the women and the victims that he flew them from various places and forced them into these activities. And that's where he got the sex trafficking. And then on the other charge, he was hiring prostitutes to be a part of this. And that's a separate charge, I think.
We'll grab the audio from TMZ. They got it all broken down for you. Yeah.
Either way, man, this guy, he was a bad day in court yesterday. Man. Yeah, he just...
And your kids were there!
He just sat there. The family's listening to all this testimony. Right? Doesn't look good, man. This thing's going to go on for about 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were saying, and this is the other thing, and you brought this up too. They really feel like there's going to be a mistrial because the jury isn't sequestered. They're like, there's no way that they can stay off the internet. There's no way they can't hear it on the news.
That's the thing. When the judge said, don't go on the internet, what?
They said it really goes in Diddy's case because it'll be a mistrial.
It's impossible.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. It's impossible. It's tough that they even found a jury to begin with. And why this isn't sequestered makes no sense at all. I mean, granted, it's sequestering for about 8 weeks, but it is what it is. You cannot have them out there because we cannot avoid the headlines. You can't avoid opinions. I mean, if you're a juror and you get home and any of your family, they're going to bring it up.
Yeah, for sure they are.
They could sway it.
Are you kidding?
On the trial with the Diddy? Okay. Oh, wow. What do you think? Is he guilty? I think he's guilty. I mean, you're going to have those conversations.
And then the other thing that they thought is because it's eight men and four women, that they thought eight men will go on the same side as Diddy, that he's just a freak.
I could see that.
You know?
Yeah, I could see that. Men are freaky.
Right.
Creepy and freaky.
Super freaky.
Yeah, I get that. It makes a lot of sense to me, too. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, another 90-degree day today. Well, close, 88 degrees for a high today. Maybe some rain in the forecast for tomorrow. AJR tickets coming up in about 12 minutes, so stand by to win that. Game 5 of the Nuggets tonight, taking on Oklahoma City. Go Nuggets! Hopefully we can win this one. We need it. 3-2 would be a great number.
Yeah, it would.
Yep.
Be great.
All right, so a lot of scams out there. We were just going through some off-air. You start with the Sheriff's Department saying that, it's not actually the Sheriff's Department, but somebody claiming that you got unpaid fines, you got to take care of this, call now, blah, blah, blah. That one you've got, let me see on my list here, USPS, that there's some mail that can't be delivered to you because everything wasn't paid up front.
I got one here. Okay. Final notice, enforcement will begin after May 10th. As of today, your tolls are still unpaid. If you still don't pay your tolls tomorrow, you will face the following consequences. You will face legal action. Your credit will be damaged. The DMV will suspend your vehicle. You may be considered an illegal driver. Pay now.
You might want to pay that one.
Yeah,
that was serious. That was dead serious. Well, now there's a new one. There's a company called WAG. And I guess, I don't know that much about this company, but they're all about boarding pets and dog walking and things like that, okay, is a part of their business. Somebody has stolen their logo and pretty much impersonating them and trying to contact people with pets. How they get this list, I don't know. But they're also trying to scam you, get your bank account numbers, and take all your money.
Well,
rats.
That's so weird. I mean, all right, so they just, how do they do this?
They send you a text.
Okay.
And then you're supposed to reach back out to them about a bill, of some nature.
Okay.
And then they somehow get your money. I have no idea what they do after that.
And this one, it was actually on an employee of one.
Yeah.
Who got scammed. So it's even crazier.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Here's the news report talking about it.
Basically lets you book a dog walker to take your dog out if you're not going to be home. Mia Rickman says that over the weekend, a seemingly normal account hired her to walk their dogs, asked for her phone number. And that's when she says someone called, claiming that they were a WAG employee, aggressively telling her that they would ban her account if her information was not updated. After giving them her email and password to fix the issue, her account was drained of more than $100.
The first 5 seconds were just terrorizing and traumatic. I don't even know what was going on. So he literally froze me. I felt violated. I feel like somebody went into my house and went through my thing.
So we reached out to WAG about this incident. They say the app's community guidelines prohibit sharing personal contact information, adding that the app will never ask for passwords or logins over the phone or text. So if you get something like that, just hang up.
I gotta tell you, man, scammers are good.
Yeah, except for, you know what's funny is I'm so overly cautious about it. You guys were in here when I did it. Yeah. I got a text from my bank that said, did you write this check to a raccoon guy? Which I don't listen.
You did.
I did, remember?
You did. You had a raccoon removed.
Right. And so it said to say yes if you did, because it was like $1,300 or whatever. And it said put why. And I was like, I'm not going to put why. I don't, you know, yes, I did write that check. So I called the bank and they're like, well, yeah. And then I felt dumb because I called them to make sure that they had sent me this text. And he's like, well, did you already put why? Because you need to do that for the check to go through. I was like, I am just protecting myself,
right,
jerk.
All right. I had an incident yesterday, Jamie, that I think was a scam. But I don't know if it is because I didn't follow through on it. So these guys, and I just had this card in my back pocket and thought of this when you were talking about the raccoons.
Right.
Okay. And these two guys show up at my house yesterday. And they were a lawn service, they said. And they got cards, okay? And I got a couple of trees, and they're hanging over. They need to be trimmed up. So I said, hey, wait a minute. I said, you see those trees? What would it cost to, you know, do that? And they said, $800. We can take care of that for you. And I'm like, okay, well, let me think about this. Then they got really pushy. Then they said, no. We've got the equipment around the corner, and we can take care of it right now. And the guy was like, but we need to make sure that we get our money.
So pay up front.
So they wanted me to pay them up front. The trucks were down the road. I could be next on the list. I need to pay them the money.
Sure you could.
And then I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. And I said, no. My wife, I said, she's at work. She can't reach her. She's in a hospital. I'm making all this stuff up. And I said, I have to talk to her before I, you know, go any further with this. They're like, no, you know, we can do it now. We can do it right now. We'll put you on the list if you'll just take care of this. I'm sure it was a scam.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Well, it
let me
the part,
see your
though,
equipment.
But Jenny, I mean, they have the complete. I mean, they could have been down the road.
Yeah.
But it started to smell funny. But like you said, we're on high alert.
We are. But we should be. Listen, I'm not that upset with my bank that they were like, you just put a Y. But I'm not that mad at them.
I'm sitting in a bank and I see a check come through that I'm about to put into the system. And it says, raccoon hunter. I might want to call this lady. Yeah. A raccoon. Wait, she just paid a raccoon hunter?
Yeah.
And where she lives, I know where she lives, okay? I don't think she had a raccoon problem.
It was at my dad's house. It was in Illinois.
I know, but I'm just saying.
They were infested up in the attic. It was scary.
Just beware. I get them every day.
I know, me too, yeah.
Every single day we get these scams. Just be on alert. BJ and Jamie Morning Show, Tabloid Trash, coming up next. AJR tickets, too. In fact, we'll do that.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Next,
grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
People are a little shocked, BJ, that you opened your door to solicitors.
It was in the front yard.
Oh, it was in the front yard.
Yeah. No, they never made it to the door because I was out on the sidewalk, in fact, and I saw them going house to house.
Right.
So, no.
Okay.
It wasn't at the front door.
Never open your door to a solicitor. No. Actually, I never opened my door to a solicitor. I don't either. I don't open it. He was outside, so yeah. they tagged
him there. I was very into the driveway.
Yeah, so, but I don't open my doors to them.
Me either.
It's like, I see your little name tag there, sir. I'm not interested. And then they make weird faces in your ring camera.
Yeah.
Super bored.
So I had a couple of, what are they, Latter-day Saints? Guys at the ties?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So I had a couple of those guys come by. This was Saturday.
They're very nice.
So Frog and I are outside, okay? And, they come by. I saw them going from house to house. So we're outside. They come up to us, and they say, hey, you got a minute that we could talk to you about the Lord Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
And I said, look,
did you tell me we're reading the Bible?
Got our chosen religion. Yeah. We're all good. You know, no big deal. And, you know, they go to church. He goes to Catholic. It's all good. It's all good, right? And then the one guy goes, well, would you mind if we just come up and read a passage for you?
Oh.
You know?
Oh,
and I said,
good.
No, I'm good. What? They walk off. Frog looks at me. He says, Dad, why would you want to hear a passage about Christ?
Oh, yeah, I agree with your son.
And I said, no, son, that's not it.
How'd you explain it to a little kid? Yeah.
He's seven. Why wouldn't you want to hear that, Dad?
Exactly.
Because I'm an atheist, son.
I felt terrible. I'm like, maybe I should have. Oh, man, that's terrible.
Yeah, it would have been a pick-me-up, a feel-good. You know? For God so loved
the
world.
He was so disappointed.
Oh, my God. All right, anyway. Couple things. Hey, Schmadil, I know that... Is he taking phone calls?
No. Yeah, he's getting winners.
Hello?
Listen, I know that you're getting a winner, but can you just tell me why we think Amber Heard is... just had Elon Musk's babies?
So apparently they had a legal battle over her embryos that they were frozen, and there's no like resolution that has been put out about this yet, like what happened from the legal battle, but it did just recently occur.
Were they fertilized?
It doesn't say if they were fertilized or not. It just says that there was a dispute over the embryos.
Yes.
Embryo would be
fertilized.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what they say?
What?
Where there's smoke,
there's babies?
No, there's fire.
Oh, okay.
There's fire.
All right. Sorry.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Well, so here's the deal. Amber Heard just announced on Mother's Day that she had two twin children, a little boy and a little girl, and a surrogate carried the babies. But people are saying it's definitely Elon's babies.
I could totally see that.
Me too.
Because he was obsessed with her.
He was obsessed with her, and she was obsessed with his money. It all worked out.
And so this says, as per the report, a close acquaintance of Amber's sisters, Whitney, had provided a declaration during a court case stating that the actress and the Tesla CEO had intentions of starting a family together. So that was, like, in the actual court battle.
Having my baby. Maybe initially she said no, you know, as far as, you know, going forward. And then the whole thing happened with her and Johnny Depp. And now she's come back, called Elon. I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's have babies.
Yeah. Or she was like, I need some money.
Yeah.
Plant these in that lady over here.
Yeah. Right. I don't want them.
And Elon, like, spreading his seed so much. Yeah, he's like, yeah, let's have more kids.
Yeah. And now she's set for life. We got it figured out, people. We got this whole story figured out.
There you go.
We know it. All right. Ticketmaster has rolled out its new all-in pricing initiative. This means you'll now see the entire full ticket price up front, including all those service fees, all the secret sauce. Yep. Before you hit the checkout button. No more surprise endings.
Airlines should do this. Everybody should be doing this.
Yeah, they even said that, I guess, hotels now will have the actual resort fee, even though the resort fees are supposed to be illegal or something. I don't know. But they'll have the actual price, the whole price with taxes and everything right there on your resort as well. Hotel is what I'm saying.
I agree with that.
I do too, right? Tom Green, who does not like the BJ and Jamie show, is leaving 9 News.
Why doesn't he like us?
I think you did something.
That's Tom Green.
Who was it?
No. That was Marty.
Oh.
That was Marty.
Yeah. They look alike.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if they look alike.
They do. They do. They both have that black hair that's, like, perfectly coiffed, you know, and, like, kind of greased over a little bit. A little like this in the side part.
Yeah.
You know, don't anchor blame, hair. It's called anchor hair.
Don't blame Tom Green on me.
Okay.
I had nothing to do with Tom Green. He'd been there for 43 years.
Yep, he sure has.
He doesn't even look that old to me.
No, he doesn't. He looks good.
He looks great.
That's because he has anchor hair.
Yeah.
Or maybe he wears a toupee like Carson does.
He could.
Have you pulled
this is the latest technology. Okay?
You can pull on that. It doesn't even come off.
Oh, man. It's so weird. It's in there solid.
Yeah, it is.
They you just can't ride in a convertible.
Oh, yeah. Does that hurt when you are in a convertible?
No. Yeah. It feels good. It feels natural.
Nah, you get a flapper going.
No, with my super glue.
What about when you're on the boat?
Yeah, boat's a little sketchy because the water gets up in there.
And it bounces a lot.
Yeah. Water's a different story.
Yeah.
I'm so happy, you guys. I was so depressed. The last 2 months, I don't know if you've all noticed, but I've been suffering from depression, and it's been really upsetting to me. Yeah. I've been a little fetal ball, and I'm just like, why? Like that, instead of like, oh my God, because I thought Taylor and Travis were broken up. Yeah. They're not. I am okay now.
And we have pictures.
Yeah, we do have pictures.
That's what makes this a great story, because without the pictures, you'd still be a little bit down, you know?
Yeah, but we got pictures. She's a little humpbacked.
Yeah.
She needs that special bra. I get the ad on my phone all the time. It's supposed to make your posture like this.
Yeah.
So you push your boobs out.
Yeah.
Well, in this picture, poor thing, they caught her at the Golden Corral, and she's all hunched over the chicken.
She's caught a lot of heat online over this, too.
Over the hunchback?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, because he's straight up. Travis Kelce is straight up, and she's like, I need some more chicken.
I forgot what they called it. Was it a trampy look or something? I forgot what the name was.
A trampy hunchback?
Something like that, yeah.
Hangs out in the clock tower.
You guys can't see me. I was doing a great thing right now. All right, anyway. So they're together. The big question is, where have they been for 2 months? What's been going on? Oh, my God, the questions I have. Some people say that she's in a studio writing, and she's, like, holed up in a studio for a couple months writing all her, you know, deepest, darkest lyrics, probably about football or something, like, he got a touchdown.
And getting booed at the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
You know that's going to be in there.
Well, today I got booed at Super Bowl.
I think she wants to forget that.
Today I got booed at Super Bowl. She's going country.
I think that's part of why she's been missing for 2 months.
Yeah, because that was...
Super Bowl was in February.
That's what they're saying, too, is how did you go from the couple that everybody was following all the time, you knew exactly where they were, what they were doing, to you just disappeared for 2 months?
Well, she got booed, and he got the crap, you know, beat out of him.
Yeah, so... any hoodle, I do notice that she has a Chanel bag. That is so hot.
At Cracker Barrel.
Wow. No, that no Golden Corral.
Oh, yeah, Golden Corral.
Yeah, Golden Corral.
That's a great purse, the Golden Corral.
That it. I know. I always take my Chanel when I go to Golden Corral.
Well, you got to take a bag just to load up on food.
Exactly. Anyway, so they were seen, and they were with both the moms. So this tells us they are hot and heavy, and all is good in the world. Man, I wish she'd get knocked up.
I'm just glad your depression's over.
Me too. It was
That's
dark.
Been a tough 2 months.
It was. You know how sad I was.
God. Miserable.
The tears, they flowed down my face.
Yeah.
Couldn't even stop them. Sometimes I'd lick them. I am one odd bird. Let me just tell you, I know that. And I know this. All right, F1 is coming out June 27th with Brad Pitt, and it is good. I mean, I think. We don't know. Carson and I were having a discussion because they're doing so many trailers for this new movie. Again, it's just called Flat Out F1. And we're big F1 fans. Carson and myself are because, you know, we feel like we know the sport because we watched it on Netflix.
I feel like I'm homies with Lewis Hamilton.
Right?
And yeah. I could just go to his house and be like, what up, man?
Yeah. And because I went to the Vegas F1 race, I'm like one with F1. Like, whoa, did you hear that? One with F1. Oh my God, mind blown. Anyway, it stars Brad Pitt, and I believe I have the next trailer. Here it is.
When you look in the mirror, you see this rough and tumble, old school cowboy. Doesn't take orders, goes his own way, huh? A lone wolf. Well, I've news for you. Formula One is a team sport. It always was. Listen, let's get this straight. We all lose our jobs if you can't pull off a miracle.
No pressure.
Whoa, no pressure. God, Brad Pitt's sexy. Man. He's driving a car real fast.
He looks pretty young in this movie.
He does.
I'm not gonna lie. Like,
I know.
He went back in time.
I don't know if they did AI and, like, you know, made his face look softer or something. He looks good, like really good. And then finally, Joe Biden has a knot in his nut.
Oh no.
Oh no, wait, it's his prostate. A little farther up in there.
What'd they find?
A knot.
Is that like something that just came out this morning, Spadil?
Yeah, that's breaking news.
Yeah,
breaking news.
They removed it, though.
A lump.
Or something. Yeah,
a lump.
Yeah, lumpy nuts is what
the
I like to call
them.
Oh,
lumpy.
I don't know what we're doing. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break. There you go, Tableau Trash.
All right, this is BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. Going to be 88 for...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi,
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show from the Belco Studios and on the Odyssey app. It's live, and you'll get the podcast, which is recorded, obviously. You'll get that after 10 o'clock this morning. I saw yesterday they released part of the schedule for the Broncos. We're going to play on Christmas night in Kansas City.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, it's cool unless you have a family and you're a player.
Yeah.
Probably
They play. That's a holiday they play, you know, pretty much every year on.
Right. So. No, I understand that, but that was part of Garcelle or not Garcelle. What's her name? Giselle's thing about Tom Brady, and he even mentioned it too. How tough the holidays are.
Yeah.
You know, because you never have a real Christmas with your kids.
Your Thanksgiving, your Christmas, all that's gone because of your gig. But they get pretty good money for it, so it probably
suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah, they'll suck it up. But that's pretty cool to have Christmas night, a lot better than a Christmas Eve, obviously, but having it on Christmas night in Kansas City, big game.
Big, huge
be
game.
Great, right?
Yeah, and all we right. mentioned earlier, too, that Shador from CU, obviously, man, Carson and I are both following the Cleveland Browns on social media, and they are just giving him so much time.
He's all over their Instagram. It's wild.
It is insane, and if I'm a veteran player and I'm pretty good or whatever, I'm like, excuse me, he hasn't even stepped foot in a real game yet.
Maybe part of that is that other teams were passing on this guy, Shador, and Cleveland just wants everybody to know that they're smart and they made the right decision, and really showcasing it. But I will say this. So I'm watching one of the sports channels yesterday, and a couple of guys were on there. And one of the guys, and I don't even know who he is, but the Cleveland Browns and he are pretty tight, and they invited him to the practice. And all that's there are rookies, okay? They have a guy they took in the second round before Shador. That's a quarterback. And then they took Shador. And the two of them were doing pass routines or whatever, pass routes, and throwing the ball literally the same thing over and over and over again. And here's what he had to say about the competition.
It's a stupid question because, it's limited. But did one of the two look better to you in what they were asked to do than the other?
In just throwing the ball? It's not close, Shador Sanders.
It's not close.
Yikes.
Shador looking good.
If I'm the other guy, I'm like, what? Wait, yeah, the other guy.
Yeah, you're looking
over
your shoulder.
Let's do it again. Give me another chance.
Yeah. So that's good news.
It is good news.
Good news. Yep. So you got to figure that Dion's beating his chest this morning.
I told you guys.
I tried to tell you
that's
guys.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.